Hi guys. Listen, today we are going to be discussing a very important topic, and that is boundaries. Why you should practice boundaries. How a lack of boundary can lead to an abusive or toxic relationship. So guys, welcome to Empowering Motherless Daughters, where we get to change, grow, and heal. Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Thank you for rating, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, and thank you for following me on Instagram, as well as joining the Facebook group page. I am forever grateful. I know you guys are very busy, but I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, I am grateful for every second that you spend listening, promoting, sharing, liking. I thank you. Let's get into our topic for the day, which is boundaries, guys. I have been researching this for the past couple of weeks now, and I have some really good information for you guys and a challenge at the end. So I am happy. I'm happy about that. So according to Jane Collin-Wood, she says, setting clear boundaries is the key to ensuring relationships are mutually respectful, supportive, and caring. Boundaries are a measure of self-esteem. I did not know that. And they set the limit for acceptable behaviors from those around you. So in other words, if you want to have a healthy relationship, you have to practice boundaries. This was news to me. I know some people already know this information, but this was news to me because I thought when you love somebody, you're just supposed to do whatever they ask of you, no matter what. You just surrender yourself to them and it doesn't matter what happens. You're just supposed to do whatever is asked of you and you should never say no to them. But clearly that is not the case. So when you don't have boundaries, people take advantage of you. You are vulnerable, taken for granted, and at a very high risk of being used. No one wants to be used. That is an awful feeling. So, guys, you want to start practicing boundaries. Having boundaries, the benefits of it. It actually develops your self-esteem. It develops self-respect. You get treated well by other people. You protect you from being exploited by others. And it prevents you from holding on to relationships that don't have your best interest at heart. Wow. Let us let that sink in. Let's digest that information right there. The benefits are so amazing. And I feel like one is missing. It promotes mental health. It helps you to be healthy. Because a lot of times when someone crosses your boundary, or maybe you lack a boundary, what happens is you have like a mental turmoil. You're annoyed, you're upset. When you get used, you feel like crap. And when you feel like crap, that is because it starts in the mind. Your thoughts creates your feelings. So mentally, you're not okay. So you don't want to not have boundaries. The benefits are too amazing. I encourage you to start practicing them now. I know I'm telling you to start practicing them. But first, let me just tell you, I struggle with it. I struggle tremendously till this day, up till this time that I'm doing this podcast. I am still struggling with setting boundaries because it's so hard for me. Remember, our mothers teach us, you know, or my mom in my case should have taught me self-love, how to love myself, and from there develop boundaries. But because I did not have that, there are two things that can happen for someone like me. I can either become someone that crosses other people's boundaries or someone that doesn't have a boundary. In my case, I don't cross other people's boundaries. I do not. But I am wide open for other people to cross mine. I don't know. It's just it's a hard thing. It's so difficult. I feel like I'm being mean to someone. I feel like I'm being cruel. I feel like, oh, then I start thinking, well, maybe God will not want me to be this way. Well, what if I say no to that person? All these thoughts, they start going on in my head. And I'm like, I don't know about this one. You know, this is, and then I will go back. Let's say I will set a boundary and then I will go back because I will see the person react a certain way and I can't handle it. And then I'll go back and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, the other day I was crying at my job because someone else was crying. Why were they crying? They were crying because I implemented a boundary and they could not handle that. And for that reason, they started crying and then I started crying. It was just very hard for me. It was, oh my gosh, it was an emotional, explosive day mentally. Even though I wasn't verbally explosive, internally, my brain was exploding. I was so exhausted mentally, emotionally. I literally came home and I just like went to sleep. I just couldn't do it. So those are the things for you to think about. Things to do to establish boundaries. Say no to unreasonable requests. Let me tell you a story about that. So this is just an example. I had an incident where I have been friends with this girl for like maybe six, seven months. And all of a sudden, she asked me to celebrate her birthday with her. I didn't mind to celebrate. It's not a big deal for me. But when I kind of look at everything that she was asking, it ended up being very pricey on my part. Now, she has had friends that have been in her life for years. They don't mind doing it. But one, I was thinking about my finances. And I was thinking, well, girl, you and I haven't even been friends that long. And I wasn't okay with dishing out that kind of money when, one, I didn't know where the friendship was going. And we have not been friends that long. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. So I told her 2 days prior to going. I'm like, I don't want to go. And she's like, oh, well, you gotta go, blah, 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 blah. And then a couple of other people joined in. And I eventually said yes the day before. I said, okay, I'm gonna go. I end up going, and guess what? It cost me about $756. Someone I did not know. I feel like it's not okay. To me, that is an unreasonable request. Because one, you don't know me that well, and you're asking me to do such a thing that will cost me that much. And you never did that thing for me. You never spent that much on me for my birthday. Why would you think that it was okay for someone that you don't know to ask them to do such a thing? Even if you and I have been friends for that long, I feel like when you start having money, finances included in this, we need to talk about this. It's not okay for you to just kind of put stuff on me. I don't feel like that's okay. Like, I'm not okay with that. So that is an unreasonable request for me. What is an unreasonable request for you? Everyone has their level. They have their standards. For some people, $700 is nothing. They'll be like, shh, I can do it. Let's do it. But for me, I wasn't okay at the time. So I didn't even want to do it. You know, I just didn't. And another thing that you can do is from time to time, say no to reasonable requests. request if they conflict with your plans. You know how some people give themselves a million and one things to do thinking that they are busy and people just adding stuff on their plate? Well, listen, that's not okay. Sometimes if it conflicts with your plans, it's okay for you to say no. That is setting boundaries. Challenge all insults that are marked as humor. I hate this more than anything. When someone is making a joke, but they're insulting me, oh no, I am not okay with this. And I feel like no one should be. So guys, challenge them. I'm not okay with this behavior. Not today. Please do not speak to me that way. I am not okay with that comment. I know it was a joke, but I'm still not okay with that comment. Listen, you are powerful. Exercise it. Change your life. All right? Don't make yourself available all the time. When you don't know what to do with your time, other people will figure out what to do with your time for you. When your plate is empty, people will stack, they will pile up as much as they can for their own benefit. So don't make yourself available all the time. Look at why you are popular. This is another way to set boundaries, is for you to look at why you are popular. When I first heard this, when I read it, I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Why I am popular? What does that even mean? But then after I continued to read, and I'm like, it makes sense. So the story is this. Some people are popular without respect. And they're popular because people use them all the time. They are available all the time. So they are liked, but they're not respected. So it's always better to be respected than to be liked. Let me repeat that again. It is always better for someone to respect you than to like you, because there's a major, major difference. And a lot of people don't know this. So look at why you are popular. So these are some of the ways, some of the things that you can do to establish boundaries. Okay. How to maintain your new boundary. Oh my gosh. Yes. How do you maintain it? I need this information as well as you. Listen, write down your boundaries. Write down your standards. Write down your values. That is the first thing you need to do, because you need to know. If you don't know what your boundaries are or what your standards are, how are you going to know when someone has disregarded your boundary? You will never know. So it's important for you to write them down. As I'm saying this to you, I have to write mine down. Okay. Be consistent. I need you to be consistent, honey. I need you to be consistent. It's very hard, but it is doable. I told you before, I am consistent, but sometimes I do backflips, because when someone reacts in an emotional way or whatever way, I feel so bad that I go back and I think God is going to be mad at me for setting a boundary, like setting boundaries. I feel that sometimes. So because of that, I tolerate so much. I'm learning, I'm getting better, but I just want you to know you have to be consistent. To teach someone how to treat you, you have to be consistent every time. And that is a lot of work. Good luck. Keep them simple. I need you to keep your boundaries simple, such as your body, your sense of personal self, personal space, and your sexual orientation. This is very important. You need to keep your boundaries simple, especially when you're starting. Don't go creating something that's so major that will cause you to have an emotional turmoil. So keep them simple. Stay calm. When someone has crossed your boundary, I need you to stay calm. It's easier said than done. But try to be calm, okay? And be reasonable for your own emotional reactions rather than blaming others. Now, I never really had the whole blaming others situation. As a matter of fact, I don't blame other people for what they've done to me. I blame myself. I carry all that baggage, all that luggage. I carry all of it on my shoulder, in my head, and I blame myself for every one of them. So it would be nice to learn how to be reasonable and not blame other people, as well as not blaming myself. Just kind of stating facts and ironing out the situation, you know, just for a positive outcome. All right. The last one on how to maintain your new boundary is if you need to compromise, girl, be flexible, but take it slowly. And don't agree to anything that does not honor you or make you feel right. You know how important it is. Boundaries are the foundation of a relationship, every and all relationship. And that includes with your mama. I don't cross my son's boundary. I absolutely do not. I respect him. I respect him. He is my son. He deserves respect. I don't cross him. And he does the same for me. And so I want you to know that even with your parent, there should be boundaries, as well as with your siblings, with your coworkers, with your lover, your husband, your wife, whatever. You need to, if you want that relationship to survive and have longevity and to find out if that person is truly for you, you must exercise boundaries in the beginning of the relationship. It is the foundation of building the house. So of course, you know, I am going to challenge you. Of course, there's no way I'm going to let you off the hook. Hello. So listen, I want you to write down the important people in your life. And how do you feel after spending time with a friend or a family member? Do they add value to your life? Do they motivate you, or do they drain you? Are they filling your cup or emptying your cup? I want you to do that this week. That is how you know who respects you, who loves you, who is for you. When you are around them, how do you feel? When you are away from them, how do you feel? Are you anxious before you go to hang out with them? Are you anxious after hanging out with them? Do you feel like, damn, why was I even with this person? That was a total waste of time. When you start categorizing people, you will know who to spend time with, because your time, guys, is the most valuable thing you can give someone, as well as the most valuable thing someone can give you. Time is valuable. Time is something that is a gift that someone can give you, but they can never take it back. Isn't that amazing? When someone donates their time to you, be grateful. Vice versa. Okay? Please let me know how this whole boundary challenge works out for you. I want to know how you are doing. As a motherless daughter, I want to know how you are doing. Do you have women in your life that are filling up your cup? Because as a motherless daughter, we are so empty. For me, I always tell you guys, I have like this hole in my heart that I'm trying to fill up on my own. So I'm giving you these things because I want you to thrive. I want you to succeed. I want you to figure out how to live your best life. Not for me, for yourself. And how you can go out there to help other people. Know that you can do it. Please, I want to know. Tell me how you are doing. This podcast, believe it, it is not for me. This podcast, it is for you. However it changes your life, I am grateful for that. So let me know. Email me. You can hit me up on Instagram or Facebook. Join my Facebook group so you can kind of let me know how you're doing. If you don't want to do it publicly on Instagram or Facebook, commenting or whatever, you can do it privately. If you need to chat, we can do that too. I just want you to know that you are not alone on this journey. You are not by yourself. And I'm going to tell you this. When you start implementing boundaries, if anyone drops off from your life because you are creating boundaries, it is okay. Yes, it is okay. Loving and supportive people will take their place. Did you hear me? Loving and supportive people will take their place. It is okay. If you are emotionally hurting, you don't have anyone to talk to, you don't have a therapist, guys, this is what I told you in the beginning. I have something amazing for you guys. I was researching for this episode and I came across a website called breakthecycle.org/warning-signs. I'll put the link below. I want you to go to this website and take the quiz for warning signs of a toxic or abusive relationship. Things to look out for, things to see. Yesterday, I had to take this quiz because I was not in the best state, and I'm trying to change my life overall. So a lot of people are dropping off, but yesterday I was just really sad. So I just started looking like, what can I do? I need to talk to someone. I don't have a therapist right now that I can talk to because it's Sunday, blah, blah, blah. So I went to this website, took the quiz. They have another quiz called the Healthy Relationship Quiz. Oh, awesome. Signs of a Healthy Relationship. And it is on this website that I found a number that says, if you want to talk to someone, text love is to 22522. Again, text love is to 22522, or call RAINN, RAINN, at 1-800-656-4673. Again, 1-800-656-4673. I did the text version of it, and I must tell you, I have so much clarity now. Actually, they stay with you. They chat with you the whole time, giving you advice. These are mental health people that are dedicated to you, your well-being, your mental health. And it is free. Guys, I am here to give you resource. That's all I'm here for, to give you resource for you to change your life. However way you want to. This is for you again. So please, if you are ever in need, text the number that I gave you, or call and talk to someone. I did not try the call version. I did the text, And that was so beneficial for me. I mean, it was like a 360, just chatting with someone. The whole time you're texting. The only thing I must tell you, when you start to text and you like stop texting for confidentiality reasons, they're like, they stop the conversation. They don't continue texting. They would send you a message telling you they cannot continue the conversation because you're not there. They will ask you, are you there? If you don't respond, they just stop. And then you get someone new. And I didn't like that part. But if you want to stay continued to talk to the same person, you need to be engaged. So engage to continue the conversation and get the help that you need. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rating. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for bringing attention, awareness to this issue of toxic mothers, unmothers, unmothered, undermothered, you know, all of this mother issues that we have. Thank you so much. And together, you and I, we get to change, grow, and heal. Until next time, be so good to yourself, so kind, so loving. I'm sending you hugs and kisses. You are not alone.